We're coming up on the end of 2017, which means the internet and airwaves are chock full of cultural best of lists for the year. Best film, TV, music, art, you name it. VPR is no exception. We asked Jordan Adams, music editor for 7 Days, for his 3 favorite albums to come out of Vermont this year. And his list included Burlington indie rock band Swale. Hi, Jordan.
Hi, how's it going?
It's going well. Thanks for being here. We want to get your take on the best albums coming out of Vermont this year. So you've given us a list, and to start, you wrote down an artist, Eben Ezra, with their album Pax Romana. Mm-hmm. And can you tell us a little bit about that? What album is that?
Sure. So he's a young singer, songwriter, producer. He makes this really beautiful synth-based music. He uses entirely software instruments. And another thing that's really remarkable about this album is that he recorded all of his vocals with his internal computer microphone. And as someone who has tried that in the past, he gets a really good sound. And the album is just, it's simply gorgeous. A lot of sort of new age elements, and it's dance pop, and it's really, really beautiful stuff.
Well, let's hear a little bit of it. Across the Green Step is the name of this track. And that's Eben Ezra with Pax Romana. And do you know, how did you come across this album?
It's funny because he didn't actually submit the album for review to 7 Days. Mm-hmm. I saw his name on the lineup for Waking Windows. He was one of the only local artists that I hadn't really heard of. And I listened to the album. I reached out to him and I said, hey, I'd love to review this. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of, how I came in contact with him.
Well, the next thing on the list is a band that's been around the Burlington area for a long time, Swale, their album There's No One Here. And let's hear a little bit of their track, Felon. Swale's been around for a number of years. Why put them on this list at the end of the year?
Because they're just old pros. You know, they've been around the block. They all kind of cut their chops in the 90s, and I think you really hear that sort of 90s alternative sound in their new album, and it's just, you know, so well produced, and songs are so smart and just really relatable. Yeah.
And they're at a different point in their career too, right? This isn't a, you know, young punk rock band.
No. They've been doing it for a really long time, and but it's really cool that, you know, that they're still, you know, making high quality music and still doing their thing, and they still gig pretty frequently, and they're playing on New Year's Eve at the Flynn Theater, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, the third artist you've picked for the end of the year list in the best of Vermont music, Sam and Samba. Can you tell us a little bit about this?
Yes. These kids kind of came out. That's such a rude thing to say. They're not kids. They are adult men. But they are
young adult men.
Yes. Yeah. So when I met them, Sam Paulino, he's a hip hop MC. He had just turned 20, and Samba, his production partner, was 17. Mm-hmm. I believe he's turned 18 since. But they are just young and fresh, fresh voice in the Vermont hip hop scene. And they released this EP that was just astounding, really kind of mixing weird vocal samples and weird samples from, you know, old recorded music. And Sam is just, you know, he's so clever and smart with his lyrics, so snarky. And, you know, he dips in and out of singing and rapping, and it's just really, really great stuff.
Well, here's a little bit of their track, OTW.
Come through if you're down, you know I'm down for you. And if you wanna roll, call my phone and we can go. Just let me know if you're down, you know I'm down.
Well, that is incredibly catchy.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, Vermont and hip hop. I'm a relative newcomer to Vermont. Mm-hmm. Those aren't two things that I would necessarily put together, but
you'd be surprised.
Yeah,
actually, there's a really strong hip hop scene here.
Yeah,
and I think Sam and Samba are sort of part of this new guard, if you will, of young hip-hop musicians.
Well, there are more newcomers on the scene here in the Burlington area. And can you tell us a little bit about who your favorite artist was that was a newcomer to the music scene this year?
Absolutely. There's a new band in Burlington called Julia Caesar. Mm-hmm. And I can't speak for the entire population of Burlington, but they're everyone's new favorite band. Three women vocalists and musicians fronting the band. And the thing about Julia Caesar that's really funny is that no one seems to be able to describe them. You know, on the one hand, they're this sort of Americana-infused band, but they also have these long, tripped-out psychedelic breaks and, you know, very, like, kind of, like, bluesy roadhouse kind of feel, and it just all feels very now.
Well, here's some of one of their performances on the Rocket Shop Live podcast.
While we waited, we covered the lines that we chased.
Well, Jordan Adams, you're also, this is sort of your first year as music editor at 7 Days. I'm curious just what you found to be some of the challenges and the excitements of this new position that you're in.
It's every week is just amazing. I have so much fun doing what I do. I love meeting people in the community and finding out what makes them tick. You know, it can be difficult at times. Mm-hmm. Like I said, it's a small community, and sometimes you might be out at a show and see someone you've written about, and doesn't even, you know, you might have written something amazingly positive about them, but it's still like a little bit can be a little bit awkward.
Yeah.
You know, that's probably all in my head.
You're still able to go to shows and appreciate them.
Oh, for sure.
And okay, good.
Yeah.
Well, Jordan, thank you so much for coming in and talking about the UM music.
Thanks for having me.